let's get started.
Time for a matzah and a half. That's all we have time for. Okay, Ois Yud Gimel. Ois Yud Gimel. Welcome to the job. Shalom.
Shalom.
Welcome. Okay. Says of Tzadok Tzidkas Tzadok Ois Yud Gimel. Hazman Murkav Miyom Valayla. Time is made up. Time is made up of day and night. Achin chaya adam or v'choshech. And so too, the life of man is made up of bright times and dark times. Ula v'yored. There are times when things are looking up, and there are times when things are really down. Kiyadua maimra b'al shem, like the b'al shem Tov famously explained, on the pasuk sheva yipol tzadik v'kaf. And a tzadik falls seven times, and through his nephilos, he reaches new heights. The pasuk pshat is that even though he fell seven times, he still has the courage to get back up. That's also a madriga. But the Baal Shem Tov taught, and here's what Rav Huttner's Merami is to in his famous letter on this topic, that he says that the foolish interpretation is to say that it just means that he has the strength, he has the courage to pick himself up and dust himself up. That's a more immature understanding of the greatness of this individual. The true greatness is that what? That Shevi Yipol Tzadik, that the Tzadik, by falling seven times, become, he reaches new heights. Without those nefilos, he never would have reached that lofty madrega. Had he not fallen seven times, he never would have reached that madrega. Ki shiva yamim hu shavua echad. Because 7 days correspond to 1 week. Va'achar ka chozim osan shiva yamim chalila. Very interesting. That the calendar, the cycle of life goes through 7 days, and then it restarts. He's being meramis to the seven midos, right, the seven lower sviros, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus. But there's a cycle, and those different midos represent different emotions. And again, it's the cycle of life. There's times when I'm feeling more chesed oriented, where I want to be out there in the world. There's times when I'm more gvur, and I'm more restrained, and I'm more turned inward. There's times when I'm Avram Avinu greeting people at the entrance of my tent, and there's times when I'm Yitzchak and I barely want to talk to anyone. Again, kulam avuvim, kulam kadoshim. They're all different midos, and there's a cycle. But that's the metzias, and that's how greatness is achieved. Sheva yipol tzad v'kam. Don't try to expect it to be otherwise, because that's life itself. Time is made up of day and night. Life is made up of light and dark. Life is made up of aliyos and yeridos. That's just how it is, says Rav Tzadok. And that's how Hashem has programmed the cycle of life to be. V'amnam, gam be'is ha'choshech tzarech or ha'lavana or ha'kochavim. Says an amazing thing. When it's night, it's never entirely night. It's never entirely dark. Because even in the darkest of nights, and sometimes dafka in the darkest of nights, you can see the stars, you can see the moon with a greater clarity than on nights when it's not as dark, or we're in an environment that's flooded by a little bit of man-made light. Sometimes in the darkest moments, you see the brightest glimmers of something beyond that darkness. Dinami orhu. Like it says at the beginning of Maseches Psachim, that the light of the moon and the light of the stars is also called or. Ah, but it's again such a backdrop of darkness. And that's also or. Sometimes the most profound moments of our life come against the backdrop of such darkness. We recognize things about ourselves when we're in our darkest moments, in our darkest days. That it's never, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying it's never entirely dark. That even when the night is completely dark, but there's a moon that's reflecting the brilliant light of the sun. There's stars that illuminate the sky. When a person's sitting in his house, he also needs light, even when it's dark. What's the light that illuminates the house? That you'll see here in just a couple words that Tzadok has here. It's mamish a flow of psukim and mamari chazal. Tzadok's really, really flowing with this piece. He says, in a person's home, a person also needs light. Now, of course, your bias is also in your body, in your experience, in your life's experience. I'm not only talking about a physical location. It's saying within yourself, in order to dispel that darkness, the same way that when it's dark outside, you want to turn on a light in your house, or you want to be able to at least benefit from the light of the moon and the light of the stars. So too, in one's bias, a person needs the light of a candle. What does that mean? Ner mitzvah. Ner mitzvah, a Torah or. He says, the Beis Latzarach or Haner, which is the mitzvos, the or Torah, like the pasuk says, Shemesh Umagin Hashem, Zeu Torah L'Shem Shemayim, V'Bihiras Hakaras Shem Shemayim. Then when a person learns Torah for the right reason, it really lights a person up. Again, Torah could also be darkness. The Gemara says Torah can be life, Torah can be poison if you misuse it. But again, if I learn Torah l'shma, it illuminates the darkness of my life. V'zeu v'o'avav k'tzeis ha-shemesh. U'matzdikei ha-rabim k'kochavim. All these are psukim, sefer shoftim. Shalomdim Torah nigla l'rabim. That again, that the person zocha to not only have light for himself, but he starts to radiate for others. So again, against the backdrop of darkness, a person who's trying to see the light, he's recognizing those stars peeking through the darkness. He's trying to fill his life, even in dark times. He's saying, okay, it's a dark time, but I still need to learn. I still need to do mitzvos. I can't decide, I'm so angry, my life is so difficult that I give up. That's only going to make it darker. And against that backdrop of darkness, it's a unique opportunity to do mitzvos. It's a unique opportunity to learn Torah. Look what he says. Uperusho bebeiso bechedre levavo. Where's the bias? The bias, of course, is your house. The bias is your entire body. And the bias is what? Is the chambers of the heart. Or haner yafa lebedika. So or shebeisa hataman b'chorin v'stakin. Again, he's hinting to a lot of different gemaras. But he says the or haner is good for checking the Sa'or Shabi'isa, the leaven in the dough. He's meaning a psachim. He's talking about Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz, of course, means searching my physical house for dough and for chametz. But it also means searching my heart for any type of ideas or feelings that don't belong there. So again, the Or HaNer, just like a candle is good for searching the house, so to mitzvos and Torah, give perspective on the darkness of my heart. Give perspective on the parts of my heart that are still crooked. Zetov, now look what he says here. Zetov yoser b'layla b'esa choshech. When do we do bedikas chametz? We do it when it's really dark. The mitzvos, the candle, illuminates the darkness best at night. So that's why the halacha says the time to search for chametz is at night. So a person thinks, I'm going through a dark time. Now's not the time to work on my Yiddishkeit. I'm not going to grow. There's no way I'm going to have growth in my Avodas Hashem in such a matzav. And he's saying it's just the opposite. There's a certain illumination you could. There's a certain chametz you could discover within yourself and get rid of once and for all. Sometimes in those challenging moments. She'oz or haner meir, that the mitzvos again, the or haner kiner mitzvah, against the backdrop of the darkness of your experience, are brighter than ever. Masha ein kin bayom ein meir. As opposed to when life is simple and everything's going fine and you're doing mitzvos and you're learning Torah. So Hashem says, yeah, that's nice, but like, duh. Like, everything's fine. Of course you're doing mitzvos. Of course you're learning Torah. The real test is what? The real test is when it's not so smooth sailing. And that's Yosef. Yeah. Yosef becomes a tzaddik in Mitzrayim. Exactly. Masha ein kin bayom ein meir. Dishraga b'tira mai mahani. Again, another maimer chazal. Gemara in Chulin says shraga, a lamp or a light, b'tira, in broad daylight, mayahani. How does it help? So you can't gain as much when everything is smooth sailing. When you're in yeshiva and everyone else is into the learning also, and you're surrounded only by really awesome rabbeim and good chaverim, right? And you don't have midterms, so the learning obviously is great and it feels good, but there's a certain deeper reality that, like, shraga b'tira mayahani. How does that help? Is that going to actually last? Rav Arla, the Shomer Amunim, used to say, I don't trust Bachrim. Let's give it a couple of years, let's see what you're holding, you know? Let's see, like, okay, great, so you're at the Kotel Friday night and you're into it, like, shkaya. let's see, let's see when you're working that first summer internship on Wall Street. Let's see, like, if you're still, like, seeking, you know, divine connection. This is amazing. What Tzaddik says here. It's such a beautiful bekiyas and such creativity to expound the Torah in such a deep way. He says, the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Pesachim says that during the day, even if you're sitting in a dark place, so let's say you go into, right, you close the Trisim. You're sitting in a really dark room. It's bright as anything outside. You made it really dark. And now you turn on a light. it's still not going to be. Yerushalmi says that by day, if it's day, even if you're in a dark place, ein meir kol kach. Light doesn't, there's something about light against the, even if you're not in the light, but if there's light that's commingling with other light, shraga b'tira mayahani, how does it help? It's only when it's really dark. When it's not only man-made dark, when Hashem makes it dark, when the sky is dark, and then you light a candle, and then you try to recognize a star, that's unbelievable. That's unique light.
So he's saying you can't put ourselves into a bad situation.
Right, so I think he's saying, like, sometimes we create our own darkness, and then we try to say, well, oh, you know, I made it really dark, but then I did a mitzvah, so that mitzvah should go a long way. Rav Hutner has in the Pachad Yitzchak, I don't remember which volume it's in, even the Amno Ram one, he quotes from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that a person doesn't get schar for creating Yitzharas and then conquering them. That's not such a mila. If you make your life difficult and then you get out of it, and you say, look, God, look how I got out of that terrible situation. He says, yeah, well, look how you put yourself in that. I didn't, you brought that Nisayon upon yourself. No one asked you to make your life complicated like that. That was a bad call. So don't try to collect schar now that, oh, wow, but I overcame. You shouldn't have put, you set yourself up to sin and then you avoided it. So Rav Salanter said that's not a mile. I mentioned last Thursday night in the shir that we say in the Al-Khir, Al-Khir Shachatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzahara. Right? Hashem, I'm sorry that I disrespected my parents. I'm sorry that I spoke Lashon Hara. I'm sorry that I was careless with kashrus. I'm sorry that I sinned with my Yetzahara. The Svarim said every Avera is with your Yetzirah. First, what does that mean? That's like so general. Everything else is so specific. What do you mean? For the sins that I sinned with my Yetzirah, that's every Avera. So the Svarim explained, no. You sometimes created Yetzirahs. Right? You made Yetzirahs. Yetzirah was leaving you alone. You finally had a couple of minutes where you're in the light and you decided to close the shades and make it really dark. And sometimes you stumble to that. So you say, Hashem, I'm sorry, that was really... Sometimes, even if I overcome it, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you're not going to get rewarded for it. And if you stumble in it, so then you have to say, Al-Khayr, I was foolish. As if I didn't have enough Yitzharas, I had to make more Yitzharas. I had to make more problems for myself, it wasn't hard enough. Naturally, that I had to go seeking more trouble for myself. So again, Rav Tzaddik saying, there's a unique type of light that only emerges against the darkest backdrop. At a time when Hashem is evident in the world, so then your little light doesn't shine as bright. But when it's really dark, again, against that backdrop of darkness, then kiner mitzvah v'torah ora, an honest mitzvah, a word of Torah l'shem shemayim, it creates a clarity. V'al yado yachol livdo kol minei chimutz. And then in that darkness, a person is able to use the candle of Torah, the candle of mitzvos, to check and find unique types of chametz that are buried way in the corners of his heart, to the place that his hand can reach. Like the halacha says, you have to try to remove the chametz as far as your hand can reach. And whatever remains, be mevatel in your heart. Whatever's left, just try to be mevatel. Again, meaning Rav Tzaddik's opening up the possibility that there are things, there are yitzharas, there are struggles that are out of reach that I can't actually fix. It's a chiddush to say such a thing, but he will say later, he does have a piece later on where he talks about nisyonos that a person is not able to conquer, which is a pretty powerful idea. It's Os Mem Gimel. And Hashem sometimes gives a person a nisyon that he's meant to fail. Of course, when you're fighting, you can never, you know, excuse yourself and say, okay, I'll do this over there because I know there's no way for me to... But sometimes the reality is you might get to the Olam Emes and God says to you, know what, remember that day that you really fought and you failed? Hashem says, I don't consider that a failure. I said, you aren't supposed to pass that test. You were just supposed to fight and you fought and you won. Even though, again, to your natural eyes, it looks like you stumbled that day.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it's a dangerous piece. It has to be absorbed very, very, very carefully. And he writes it carefully, but you know, needless to say, we have to make sure we absorb it right. Vine or Hashemesh Matar Zman Hayom, Vashlama Satara Kasher Iarav Shimsha, Kedisa Bebrachos. Again, an amazing thing. When do you go to the mikvah? Going back to like our model again of a person, the Kohen who became Tameh, he goes to the mikvah during the day, and when there's Harav Shemesh, when the sun sets, then he's able to eat Truma. So you see, it's the setting of the sun, it's the arrival of darkness that actually what? That actually completes the Tara. That's an amazing idea. Hmm. That darkness actually creates a possibility of purity, of purification. Delulei nitar loi arev adayin. That had the day not completed its avoda, then the sun wouldn't set. I'm not sure exactly what he's being promised to with that. As long as the sun is still shining, and the sun still has some type of work to do. But again, it's when the sun sort of like surrenders and allows the darkness to set in that actually brings. So it's kind of like you do your establish, you do whatever you can. You try to live in the light. Of course, you try to live in the light. No one wants to dwell in the darkness. But the reality is that the cycle of life is that there's light and there's dark, and there's ups and there's downs, and there's day and there's night. And that's the reality. And a person who's mature, spiritually mature, understands what the Baal Shem Tov said, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That the cycle of the week, the 7 days of the week, and so many other things in our life revolve in these cycles of seven. That Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That you're going to stumble, but if you keep your eyes open in the right way, you'll actually be able to grow. You'll be able to grow from those setbacks and from those struggles. It does? Which one?
Yeah,
after. That's a very popular song these days. Where was I the other day? I was at a bar mitzvah. I started playing at some of my, I was like, what is this song? I was like, oh, quick shake tummies. I know about this. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's take a quick look at a little piece. It's the very first piece in the second volume of Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter's Leket Amarim. And as you can see, it's on our topic. Alios Viridos is the name of the piece. Okay, so let's just see. In 10 minutes, we'll see what we can see. Amr Bezal Lashon. He starts Kedarko Bakodesh. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita is one of the Gedolei Breslov, and he quotes from Rabbi Nachman in the Kutim Aran in Torah Chafei. Amr Bezal Lashon. Who Bezal Tom Achasidim Harve? I'm just waiting for the week he joins the Chabur. Who Bezal Tom Achasidim Harve? Shepisom Nidma Lehem Shenaflu Meavodas Hashem Yisvach. He said sometimes people make a terrible mistake. That they undergo a sudden stumbling, they fall in their avodas Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman explained, "Vehemes ain's in the fila klal." Who's to say what's in a fila? Let me ask you: if you bend your knees and you jump, is that in the fila? It's part of a process. You bend your knees so you can jump higher. So how do you know for sure it's in a fila? How do you know any given situation is in a fila? Maybe this is a sheva yipol tzadik v'kam moment. Maybe this is a stepping stone to a tremendous aliyah. The same way Rabbi Nachman explains here, and again many others give a similar mashal, which is if you want to climb a ladder, you have to put yourself into a dangerous situation. What does that mean? You're standing with 2 feet on the ladder. You want to go up a rung, you have to take 1 foot off the ladder. You're compromising your situation. You can fall. But again, that instability creates the possibility of aliyah, of growth. So therefore, again, rak machmas shesvichem laalos madrega madrega, v'oz misorim misgamra klipos mechada shehim ataivos v'avulim v'adimyonos v'machshavos v'amenios. As you're trying to grow, to see if you're for real, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts all sorts of taivos in front of you, and all sorts of bilbulim, and all sorts of dimyonos, and all sorts of machshavos, and all sorts of blockage menios. Hakein tzvichem lesgaber kol pam mechadash lachzor ulachnia ulashaber haklipos. And therefore, in that moment of instability, you have to say, hold on a second, maybe I'm shaky because I'm about to go up a rung. And I have to be focused, and I have to push ahead. And I have to try to take that step. To climb from one madrega to the next. Or b'chol madrego madrego mechadash, to go from one level to a new level. Aval be'emes ein zeh nefila klal. But what to your perception seemed like a nefila, or a yerida, again, is really just a stepping stone to an aliyah. Turn to page Ches. Because I want to make sure we have time to get to this. Actually, go to page Ches. Bir b'maisa hager m'shamay v'hel. Okay, let's see if we can at least get this in. Matzinu etzel shamay hazak. The very famous story in Masech HaShems. Gemara tells a story that a Nachri came to Shamay HaZakim. Matzinu etzel Shamay HaZakim kishabah ha-Nachri elav. A non-Jew came to Shammai, uvikshu legayro al menas shilamdenu as kol haTorah kishu omid al regal achas. Now this is going to a little bit contradict the mashal I just gave with the ladder, but bear with us for a moment here. Okay, so someone came to Shammai Azakin and said, teach me kol haTorah kula while I'm standing on 1 foot. So what did Shammai do? Dachfo ba'amas habinyan shabiyata. Shammai, who by profession was a builder, he was in construction. Shammai had the amas habinyan, the builder's rod in his hand, and he chased him away with the amas habinyan, with the builder's rod. Okay? No, I'm not joking, that was his profession. Umuva b'shem ha-magid u'mezrich. So they bring b'shem the mezrich ha-magid, and others bring b'shem Uri of Strelisk. Shemarumas, look at the fifth or sixth line. Shemarumas b'zeh inyan ha-amor. What's going on here? What are we talking about? What was he wanted to limp Torah while standing on 1 foot? What was he asking? Why did he drive him away? Oso nachri bala shamay b'vakasha lios Yehudi. This non-Jew said, I want to be a Jew, but make it easy for me. Let me stand on 1 foot and no kol haTorah kula. Right? Meaning what? Let those moments of instability not be you know, petrifying. Let them not be scary. I don't want to have real yiridos where I feel like, you know, I have 1 foot off the ladder and I'm shaking. I want to be able to stand comfortably on 1 foot. And he drove him away with what? With the builder's staff. What does that mean? Klomar. That's not how the world is built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he built the world, it took him a lot of tries. Yeah? It took HaKadosh Baruch Hu 974 worlds before he got this one right. Whatever that means. How about Bereishis Bara Elokim? Hashem says, let's make the world Elokim. Nah, you know, let's change it to Yerkev Avkeh. So what, God couldn't figure it out? Hashem had to mess up and scratch the plans and start again? But that's how a world is built. You build it, and then you build it better, and next time you build it even better. And Shammai was saying, that's how a Jew is built. There's Aliyos, there's Yeridos, there's Yom, there's Laila. Lahai Alma Yeradu Livnos Latakin, you were sent down to this world to build. It's necessary for you what? To undergo ups and downs. Because that is the very nature of building the world. And again, a person's an olam kata. And if you don't want this, if you try to undermine reality, the 7 days of the week, that cycle, night, day, if you try to escape that mitzias, then you're rejecting reality. Ain sarech lekarva. V'dachol asomi menon. He drove him away. He said, you can't be part of Klal Yisrael. Because if you're part of Klal Yisrael, understands that your biggest yirida was the potential for your biggest aliyah. Namely, when your neshama was sent down to this world. That was a pretty big nefila. That was a pretty big yirida. But Hashem says, that's mamash yirida l'tachlas aliyah. Right? It's yirida l'tzarech aliyah. You should be able to come back up to be a better neshama, having earned it, so to speak, by working in this world. So then the Nachri came to Hillel. What's the end of the story? We'll end with this. The Nachri comes to Hillel. Ukishaba, the bottom paragraph. Ukishaba oso Nachri lehillel hazaki. Ba'osa bakasha. She wrote to the chayos b'li yiridos. When he came to Hillel and he says, same thing, teach me kol haTorah kula on 1 leg. How did Hillel respond? Heishav lo da'alach sonei lechavrach lo salvit. Which is sort of the negative, the inverse of ahavta l'recha kamocha. The Allah sani, that which to you is hated, to your friend don't do. Okay? It's the negative. It's the inverse of ahavta l'recha kamocha. Hainu. Shehil hazakin haivdaito haisakein. Hillel was saying to him, similarly, Shabba'olam hazem buchrachim l'chayos miridos. In this world, a person has to be prepared to live with yiridos. Uva amira zu ratza lahazbir lo shiavin. Shu muchrach l'chayos gam im yiridos al yedei kach. Shabir lo echa me'atamim shabadabar sheish maile gedol of yirido dafka. Ki kisha'odim nimtzum makomos nefulim. Um yishamum is gavra al yitzro. Um mamlich gam sham is kadosh baruch hu. Azai bekoach zeh. Motzi neshama ashuka v'nidachas sheniklal mekomos hanamucham asher lesham migia be'es ridas. Hillel says a very According to Zvitra Magid, according to Uri Strauss, he says a very cryptic answer. What does Hillel say to him? That which you hate, don't do to your friend. Meaning what? You say, why did I have this yirida? Why did I end up in this place? Why did I have that experience? Maybe there's a neshama, maybe there's a friend who's lost in that place. Right? And that could be very real, that could be physical, that could be much more metaphysical, it could be a neshama from a previous lifetime, from a previous world, right? That's in that place, and now you find yourself in that place. So I could surrender and I could be depressed that I'm in that place. I could say, this is how life goes, and I'm going to pick myself up from this place. And as I pick myself up in this place, maybe what? Maybe I'll bring along those other fallen souls. I'll bring them up with me. Right? Umala osa bem sos hamlachas was bor bos mekolos. When I'm mamlech Hashem in that place, maybe I lift up that fallen soul in that place. Ata atmecha ton Hillel l'nachri. So Hillel says to the Nachri, Hillel says, listen to this, look what he says to him. Yesh lecha neshama kedoisha. V'kara ma shakar b'glal irvav ha-neshamus v'et yoshal chet et tadas. O yedecha tam shalach v'kin. So Hillel says to him, can I ask you something, Mr. Nachri? Where did you get this idea to become Jewish? Where do you think that came from? How did you all of a sudden wake up one day and decide to give up the cheeseburgers and become a Yid? Where did that come from? Did you ever think that maybe someone else... Do you ever think that maybe someone else came down to a low place and lifted up your soul and you don't even realize it? That someone else was courageous in his low moment, and when he went back up, when he lifted himself back from his Yerida to an Aliyah, maybe he took you along for the ride, maybe you went up with him. Did you ever consider that possibility? So he says to him, do the same for someone else. You don't want Yeridas? The same way someone went down to lift you up. You also. You want the Torah al regal achas, you don't want any yiridos. The same way someone was willing to go down to lift up your soul, right? You need to be prepared to do the same. That your soul got all mebubah from the chedei tzadas and it ended up in... you're a lofty soul, but you're a non-Jew, and now you're coming to convert. Shinafalta, turn to the last page. Shinafalta, the soul chlipos go, you fell into a foreign world. So where did your inspiration, your sudden inspiration, where did it come from? Maybe it's because a Jew stumbled into a low place, and when he conquered, when he lifted himself up from that place, maybe somehow in some strange and mysterious and mystical way, he tugged you along with him. So now you're saying, okay, I want to be a Jew, but I don't want to endure any ups and downs. What do you mean? Maybe now you have to be a shliach to go down to get the next guy. And keep lifting up the world in that way. Do for someone else what someone did for you. That which you wouldn't want to be left behind, so maybe someone else doesn't want to be left behind also. So again, this is the metzias, we have to stop, but this is the metzias of life. And to pretend that it's going to be any other way, if you can find a way to not have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, if you can find a way to not have day and night, if you could figure out a way to get out of that, then maybe you can get out of Aliyas and Yeridas. But if you're going to operate part of reality as we know it, with light and dark, with up and down, with days of the week cycling 7 days, and then another 7 days, if you're still part of that reality, then it says yourself, this is also your reality. And realize, again, against that backdrop of some of the darkest moments, we're able to shine brightest in our Avodah session. Okay. Shkoyach.